Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
A farm is a great place to grow up, but it's not always a safe place to grow up. That's why ADM is partnering with Farm Safety for Just Kids to increase awareness of hazards on the farm. Remember, farm chemicals should be locked up. Moving machinery parts should be shielded. Children should be supervised when working with livestock, and they should never play around grain piles, bins, or trucks. Join ADM and Farm Safety for Just Kids in making your farm a healthy, happy, and safe place for kids.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. It wasn't that long ago the Atkins diet was a rage. The traditional nutritionist and vegetarian crowd, they couldn't stand it. They screamed, Atkins is a fraud, encouraging people to eat meat and dairy products is unhealthy. There's always been a certain elite know-it-all group preaching that saturated fat will not only make you fat, but it'll also raise your cholesterol and give you a heart attack. Well, just when the anti-Atkins team thought they had the protein diet on the run, a new study comes out. Headlines read, Atkins Diet Found to Benefit Women. Christopher Gardner, assistant professor of medicine at the Stanford Prevention Research Center in California, author of the study, gives credit to the Atkins diet, acknowledging that he and his team were skeptical. Four different diets were tested, Zone, Learn, Ornish, and Atkins. And I don't know anything about these diets, but Atkins came out the big winner. The Atkins group lost 10.4 pounds on average. The next best was 5.7 pounds, and down from there. Now, that's impressive, but the most impressive finding was that women on Atkins had the most improvement in terms of cholesterol level and blood pressure. Well, the vegetarians don't believe this study. They can't even stand it. However, as countries all over the world, including Asia in particular, become more prosperous, they are asking for more meat. It's a good thing if they can feel confident that a diet including meat and dairy, which can be high in saturated fat, can still be healthy to eat. I'm all for eating some of everything, but not too much of anything. The study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association should give us confidence when we order our next steak or pork chop. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.